Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Monday morning on KSJE, and it's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to visit with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems to talk about technology that's been in the news. And Lewis is joining us via video link this morning so we can both see him and hear him this morning. Lewis, good morning. Good to have you with us, and let's try your audio again. I'm not sure if I'm actually hearing you. No, we're not. We can see you, but we can't hear you. So that's new. We'll let you work on that. There you are. Yes, we sure can.
Sorry about that, folks.
That's all right. Now we can see you and hear you, so not a problem. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning.
What's been going on this last week, huh? I guess the big story has to be, well, maybe one of the big stories would be sending a 90-year-old man into space.
I was just going to say that. Captain Kirk went to space. And I watched
so many comments about that. Yeah. And so that was interesting. I think, you know, he was certainly moved by the experience, right? Did you see his interview afterwards?
I did. I tried. Well, I should say I tried to, because they were doing, you know, right when they finally got him out of the capsule, he was talking, but all the other people, there's so much woo-hooing and stuff like that.
Right.
It was really hard to make it out, but yeah, he was really, I could tell he was really moved, and he talked about how, you know, incredible it was and so forth. And it was, you know, to me, the whole space thing is just exciting that we're doing what I personally think we should have been doing ever since the moon launch, which is, you know, going forward, and we're finally getting back to going forward.
Right.
So I'm appreciative of that.
Right. But there's a lot of criticism too about these rich, you know, billionaires doing these space flights and things like that. And I don't think William Shatner paid for his. I think it was a gift from Jeff Bezos to put him up there. But a lot of folks are saying maybe that money could be used for other things, but you disagree. Sounds like.
Well, there, you know, there's a lot of details there. I'm definitely with people on the whole billionaires thing. It's kind of, but at the same time, you know, we need people. I think a lot of people don't understand the importance of going to space. It's a lot more important than just wanting to explore. I mean, not only the technologies and everything that we get that benefits the whole world from it, but just the fact that, you know, to me, we got to have an escape route. If I'm, you know, with my family once a year, we talk about, like, if the house burns down, how are we going to get out? You know, what's the escape route? What do we do? And we're on a planet we know is, you know, we've got global warming and all this other stuff going on. And, you know, we don't know that there can't be a catastrophe at some point in time. And we need to start. It's going to take a very, very long time to be able to, you know, establish beachheads on other worlds, so we need to get started like now. That's my opinion.
Gotcha.
You know,
okay.
Your mileage may vary.
That's okay. Well, and I guess the other part of it too is to make this, you know, again, it's so far, so, you know, all the flights have been safe, and we hope that they will continue to be safe. You know, and I guess my thoughts are just the more we do it, the more we learn about it, and the more we can do this safely, and that's another plus for this type of travel, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Very good. What else has been going on that got your attention this last week?
Well, this is really bizarre. So, an individual here it is, the a Missouri newspaper informed the local government, the state government, I believe. I'm trying to look at it right now, that they, you know, had vulnerabilities, right? They had basically a white hat hacker came to the newspaper or worked for the newspaper and, you know, found some vulnerabilities in the state, in, I believe, the state government's website. And so they notified the state government.
Right.
They withheld the information, didn't newspaper didn't publish anything about it until the state government, acknowledged and so forth. And then now the governor of Missouri is threatening to prosecute the White Hat hacker basically for hacking.
For uncovering their mistake or
We're uncovering their mistake.
their
Yeah.
problem.
And to me, that's kind of like, I mean, and for a lot of people, this is kind of like an "Are you kidding?" thing. And really, what it seems like more, it's more about like punishing the prey. This really isn't a, I think personally that the governor isn't really doesn't really care about the hacking. It's just an avenue for him to punish the press in general. But it's an interesting study in like, what can, white hat hacking, black hat hacking, where do you draw the line and what kind of, foof can you get into and all this kind of stuff. It's if this succeeds, it's certainly going to discourage white hat hacking, which is terrible for my industry because we depend on white hat hacking a lot.
Now, maybe explain what that is, if you don't mind, Lewis, about what the difference is, right? The white hats are the good guys, right? As opposed to
Yeah.
the black hats,
So
which are the bad guys.
there are people that go out on their own and they hack into sites in order to, just think they're cool or to steal information or, all kinds of nefarious stuff. And then there are people who actually, get certified as white hat hackers. There's actually a hacking certification and work for companies or on their own going out hacking to find the vulnerability and then they stop. They don't do anything with it. They notify the company or they notify a newspaper or they notify a lot of the companies that are around that collect that information and work with, other companies to get their stuff secure. And in my business, when we do security for a company, one of the things we do is we do what's called a pen test, a penetration test, and there are companies that that's all they do. We go out and hire these companies as contractors, and they're basically a group of white hat hackers. We notify, the company that we're working for that we're going to have these pen testers trying to penetrate their system, and then they go in and they do all of that and report their results. This is an incredibly integral and valuable part of cybersecurity. And if if you create a atmosphere of fear where these guys are afraid that if they do their job, they're going to get prosecuted, you've really disabled a big chunk of the cybersecurity effort that we as professionals depend on, and really ultimately make the internet much less secure.
Right.
So this is an important story from my point of view.
Interesting. And again, the story that you shared was just that the newspaper was trying to point out to the state that there's this problem with its website, and this hacker was able to get in and see, I think if I remember correctly, personal details of taxpayers or citizens, right? And
Yeah,
so that
so
was what you don't want shared on the internet. And so instead of just fixing it, the state's now threatening to sue the media. The newspaper.
yeah, and so now that I can see the details about it again, it was a reporter for the St. Louis Dispatch,
Yeah.
and he was able to, and he really didn't do a lot of white hat hacking. So let me explain what he did. When you go to a website, what you see on the screen isn't what's all there. If you right click and say view source, which is part of the menu you get, you'll see all the HTML code. So what he did is he went to this a website run by the Missouri State Education Department. He right clicked and did view source, and he saw that amongst all the names of the teachers that were listed on that page, there was also their social security numbers. It wasn't showing on the page, but it was in the HTML code. So he reported it to the paper. The paper reported it to the state government and said, "Hey, we're not going to publish this until you guys get on top of it. We'll withhold it." They did that. The state government responded, took the site down. Then they published the news article. Then all of a sudden, the Missouri state governor said he's going to prosecute the reporter. So it's kind of a bizarre situation.
Very much interesting. Well, there you go. And anything else that you've noticed the last week or so that's caught your attention?
Yeah, we've got a woman. This is an interesting, again, along the lines of hacking.
Okay.
A woman hacked into a flight training school in Florida, and deleted some information about the school's airplanes, which caused the company to unknowingly fly planes that had maintenance issues.
Oh, that's not good.
So there's an interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a woman who was working for the flight training school. She got fired. Or yeah, she quit after they fired her father, and then I guess retaliation, she hacked in later and did this. Yeah, it was an attempt to revenge for her former employer. But the danger there is like it's, a, and so this is another good example of how there are certain ways that hacking can be extremely dangerous.
Definitely. Well, and that company probably could have changed their passwords, but they didn't before this happened. Right?
Probably, and that's, and honestly, that would, that's really hard. Companies struggle with that, but it is a requirement for best practices and for a lot of cybersecurity standards that, within 24 or 48 hours after a termination, you make sure all their accounts are shut down, they don't have access. But it's really tough for
Sure.
companies to do that.
Right.
So yeah, it happens, especially small companies.
Very true. All right. Well, very interesting. Well, Lewis, thank you so much. Always great to visit with you and learn about some of these things that are going on. Thank you so
Hey,
much.
thank you. And everybody have a great week. Thanks.
All right. You too. Thank you very much. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest every Monday on our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.